Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
At the signs of the time, we can see how God was sending the ultimate messenger who would become our sacrifice for our sin. To reveal the purpose of his plan in salvation. We serve a mighty God. My brothers and sisters, not only is he mighty and not only was he doing this for our behalf, but this twofold message of John, we are told, was now proclaimed by the Lord Jesus, who is the Messiah King. The work of God was rapidly moving towards establishing the kingdom of God on earth. And the enemy gets mad whenever that happens. And if one desires to be a part of the kingdom, he or she must repent. For repentance was mandatory in fellowship with God. It was mandatory with fellowship with God. If fellowship with God was to be enjoyed, we must repent. So in verses 18 through about 22, we see Jesus summoned. We see a summons. For it states in Matthew 4, 18 through 22, it states, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. This calling, this unique calling, Antioch carried with it a cost. For it involved leaving not only one's profession, but also one's family responsibility. When we think about what the Lord was doing here, we see since Jesus was the promised Messiah, he had the right to call men from their normal pursuit of life to follow him. This was part of discipling or discipleship of men for the service of the Lord. We are told by scripture that this was not the first time these men had met Jesus, for the gospel relates Jesus' first meeting with some of the disciples earlier. And Jesus now called these fishermen to leave their profession and begin to follow him permanently. To leave home, to leave your comfort dwellings and follow him. This was part of the call in following Jesus. Those whom he called, they were asked to move. So Jesus said he would take them from fishing for fish and make them fishers of men. For these men were providing physical nourishment with fish. But now Jesus was calling them at this point so that they could provide spiritual nourishment for the Word, with the Word, and for you and I. This message, Antioch, of the coming kingdom, we are told, needed to be proclaimed universally so that many would hear and through repentance they would be citizens of this glorious kingdom that God is establishing. You remember, scripture says, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I can honestly, emphatically, undeniably tell you that Jesus is coming again. They would say, well, how do you know? Because he said it. I have shared that he is going to wait to prepare a place for the believers. cannot have dominance over what God has created. My brothers and sisters, this calling that Jesus has for each and every one of us, as I said earlier, came with a cost. And it involved leaving your profession. It involved leaving family. When you leave family and your profession, you sacrifice. I want to ask a question. What cost are we willing to surrender in serving the Lord? Look around. What cost are you willing to pay in serving the Lord? So many times, there's a phrase that we sometimes say, we put our head in the sand, and we cover up and we hide because we're afraid of certain things. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And one of the things that we can adequately say under the dispensation of grace is that the enemy is working with one major element in this particular country, is fear. And certainly we know that this pandemic is real because we've seen over 170,000 people lose their lives. But that could be one person that could be responsible for a lot of that. Because he still would not wear this, and he still won't. My brothers and sisters, we've got to be real with one another and do what we know is spiritually right and morally right, but be wise about being cautious and staying out of confined spaces. As long as we can do what we do and keep our distances, things will be fine. With God's protective care. For the cost of discipleship involves a denial of self-interest and desire. In Matthew 16:24, it says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And in Matthew 10:36, it says, and he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. And yet, self-denial means not living for oneself. In other words, we must give up the old life. And that involves giving up old things that are in direct conflict with God. You know, sometimes there are people and family and friends that we have to simply shout a word and just move on if they are not going to change. You know, we share God's word and then we move on. But we're not to hang around with people that's going to get us tied up and tied down. We have to live our life as believers and Christians. We understand that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We have to live here and do some of the things in this world that help us physically. But God has set a moral standard for how we are to live in this world. And one of the things that the world is doing is trying to lower the standard that God has set. Romans 14:7 state, for none of us live to ourselves or to himself, and no one dies to himself. And in 2 Corinthians 5:15 state, and he, Jesus, died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. That's a promise. He died for us and he rose again. He was the first fruit of them that slept. And because of that, we which are in Christ Jesus, even if we die, we will be raised up in Christ Jesus. If there was ever a man who denied himself for others, it was Jesus. Jesus was the master shepherd who was looking after his sheep, and he provided a way for our salvation. Obedient to the Father's will as he came and he suffered and died and got up on the third day, proclaiming all power of heaven and earth was within his hand. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will, but I came to do the Father's will. The Father's will for me to come and be the ultimate sacrifice so that those who believe can be saved. But in order to save man, someone or something had to die and pay the the sin price that was required by God, and that was Jesus. Second, the cost of discipleship means total commitment to the will of God. God requires total surrendering. Luke 14:33 states, "So likewise, whosoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." What does this mean? I'm glad you asked. There was an event in the life of Jesus concerning a rich young ruler who asked Jesus a question: "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Many of you asked the question today. And Jesus said, "Go, sell what you have, and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me." Jesus answered the question that way because he was looking at the total commitment from the rich young ruler. And Jesus knew there was something that was holding back, that was keeping him from being totally committed to the Lord. Was it his riches or his property or both that created a lack of commitment? But whatever it was, Antioch, whatever we place before God creates a hindrance. Whatever it is, it's it. If you love your children too much, you're putting them before God, it's a hindrance. If you love your house too much, you're putting it before God, it's a hindrance. If you love your car, your money, if you're putting it before God, it is a hindrance. We need, God is saying, "I want you to be totally committed to me." Committed to him in our study time, committed to him in our service, in our worship, committed to him in our dedication. When we are called to go and make disciples. In that 23rd verse of Matthew, it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people." My brothers and sisters, after we are called, we are to follow the example of the teacher. Jesus went into their synagogues. He went to church and began teaching the gospel, preaching. And then not only did he not stop there, he started laying hands and healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, even raising the dead. Jesus went to work. And the same thing that Jesus showed and did the example is what he's telling you and I. He told us that we would do greater works. Why aren't we at work? The church should be full. But why are we here sitting alone? It's because we have not made disciples. Our work is discipling men for the service of the Lord. Pastors can only do so much. You see me running around and Sister Matthew trying to get sound system and media ministries going. Where are the disciples? The Lord is asking the question today, are you willing to go to work? Are you willing to be my disciple? Are you willing to perform discipleship? And if you're doing that, this is all a part of discipleship. The doors of the church are open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got